POIN 3, The Beat.
POIN 3.
Welcome to POIN 3, VH's hit radio show, broadcasting live from transsexual Transylvania with me, your host, Charisse. We have an exciting lineup tonight, so stay tuned and get ready as we take you to another dimension. I see you shivering, anticipation. Welcome to the Rocky Horror VH Show!
Michael Rennie was ill the day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Claude Rains was the Invisible Man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught in a celluloid jail. Then at a deadly pace, it came from outer space. And this is how the message read. Science fiction. Double feature. Dr. Ed will build a creature. See androids fighting. Rad and Janet. And Francis stars in Forbidden Planet. At the late night double feature picture show. I knew Leo G. Carroll was over a barrel when Tarantula took to the hill. And I really got hot when I saw Janet Scott fight a triffid that spits poison and kills. Dana Andrews said runes gave him the runes, and passing them used lots of skills. But when worlds collide, said George Powell to his bride, I'm gonna give you some terrible thrills. Like a science fiction double feature. Dr. Ed will build. See androids fighting. Brad and Janet. And Francis stars in Forbidden Planet. Late night double feature picture show. I wanna go. Oh, 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 oh. To the late night double feature picture show by RKO. Oh, oh. Feature show in the back row. double feature show.
What was that bang?
Ugh, seems like we've got a flat tire.
Now what'll we do?
It's okay. I think we passed a castle on the way up. Maybe they have a telephone or a car that we could hotwire.
Last time I checked, we were in left VH. If there's a castle, then we must be in right. Or maybe down if there was an evil castle.
Does it really matter, Rochelle? There was a castle. Now stay with the car. I'll be right back.
No! Don't leave me behind!
Fine, but if somebody strips it, God forbid, I am holding you responsible.
Gotcha. Do you think they have food? Hi there! Our car broke down. We're both women drivers, so it was bound to happen. So, yeah. Do you have a phone that we could use or a car that we could look at?
Why? Oh, it's raining. You better both come inside.
Thank you. Oh, is there a party going on? Can we join? Yay!
Why, of course. Just follow me back to the laboratory.
And as the VHs gathered in Professor Oliviana's laboratory, awaiting this great source of activity that had been promised, the worst of all possible events occurred. It appears that somebody had foiled a previously set trap.
Audience participation prompt. Take a sip of vodka every time the words hot patootie are mentioned.
What I have devised is grand enough to defy both time and... What the...
Whatever happened to Saturday night? You just up sharp and you felt alright. It don't seem to slip since the cosmic light came into my life and I thought I was divine. I used to thump around a chick who would go and listen to the music on the radio. A saxophone was blowing on a rock and roll show. You climbed in the backseat, you really had a good time. Papa Judy, bless my soul. I really love that rock and roll. Papa Judy, bless my soul. I really love that rock and roll. Papa Judy, bless my soul. I really love that rock and roll. Papa Judy, bless my soul. I really love that rock and roll. Head used to swim from the perfume I smelled. My hands kinda fumble with her white plastic belt. I taste her baby pink lipstick and that's when I melt. She whispered in my ear and she really was mine. Get back in front, put some hair oil on. Buddy Holly was singing his very last song. With your arms around your girl, you tried to sing along. You felt pretty good, you really had a good time. Papa Judy, bless my soul. I really love that rock and roll. Papa Judy, bless my soul. I really love that rock and roll. Papa Judy, bless my soul. I really love that rock and roll. Papa Judy, bless my soul. I really love that rock and roll. Papa Judy, I really love that rock and roll. Papa Judy, bless my soul.
I really love that rock and roll. Opportunity bless my soul. I really love that rock and roll. Opportunity, I really love that rock and roll. Opportunity bless my soul. I really love that rock and roll. Opportunity bless my soul. I really love that rock and roll. Opportunity bless my soul. I really love that rock and roll.
Ugh! I'll teach you to escape from the deep freeze.
Hey! Hey! Step away from the Jeffers! No mercy killing for you! Seriously!
What'll I get if I let him live?
Jeffers, run!
Oliviana, you don't have to take his life! It's okay. We understand that you must be jealous.
Jealous? You think I'm jealous?
Look over there! A Pokemon!
Wait for me! What? Where did he go? Jeffers? Are you here? Huh? Kaiba? Seto Kaiba? Oh! What have they done to you? Are you all right?
I was feeling done in. Couldn't win. I'd only ever dueled before.
You mean she?
I thought there's no use petting unless Kaiba's sweating. It only leads to trouble. Regretting. Now all I want to know is how to go. I've tasted blood and I want more.
More.
I'll put up no resistance. I want to stay the distance. I've got an itch to scratch. I need assistance. Touch it, touch it, touch it, touch me. I want Kaiba on me. Thrill me, chill me, fulfill me. Do it till the night. Then if anything grows while you pose, I'll oil you up and rub you down.
Down, down.
And that's just one small fraction of the main attraction. You need a friendly hand, and I need action. Touch it, touch it, touch it, touch me. I want Kaiba on me. Thrill me, chill me, fulfill me. Duelist of the night.
Touch it, touch it, touch it, touch me. I want to be dirty.
Thrill me, chill me, fulfill me.
Creature of the night.
Kaiba? What are you doing? I loved you! Do you hear me? I loved you! And where did it get me? Yeah, I'll tell you. Big nothing. You're like a sponge. You take, and drain others of the love and emotion. Yeah? Well, I've had enough. You're gonna choose between me and Ratch. Fine. Be that way. Keep touching her. I don't care.
And the curtains close on this dramatic love scene.
Audience participation prompt. Throw your Yu-Gi-Oh cards at the screen now.
Most of the actors weren't told to the prop Eddie corpse that's under the dining room table. When it was revealed during filming, their looks of horror are genuine.
Mick Jagger actually wanted to play Dr. Frankenfurter in the film version of Rocky, and Steve Martin auditioned for the role of Brad. Rocky Horror was originally recorded by 20th Century Fox in mono. Yes, this was a rather frivolous idea. They had to dub over each song using the soundtrack releases. More work for themselves, I guess.
Many people do not realize that it is Richard O'Brien singing science fiction double feature, and believe it is Patricia Quinn, although she is only lip-syncing to his voice. The video footage of the red lips for science fiction double feature was inspired by a man Ray painting. The lost Rocky Horror follow-up film, Shock Treatment, was released in 1981, but it received a bad reception from fans. Richard O'Brien describes it as not a sequel, not a prequel, but an equal to Rocky Horror. Aside from chemical symbols scrawled on the lab wall next to the control panel, there's a grocery list calling for flour, eggs, bread, sugar, and two hypodermiacs. Peter Hinwood couldn't sing, so his vocals were done by Trevor White. When you go see Rocky in the cinema, audience participation is key. Fans yell callbacks at the screen and sing along. Most of the time, there are also actors in front of the screen performing the musical, referred to as a shadow cast. Members of the audience also bring props to shows. These vary depending on what screening you attend, but the basic props go as followed. Rice, which is thrown at the first wedding scene. Newspapers to be put on your head when it begins to rain after the car breaks down. Water pistols. These are used to stimulate the rainstorm in the same scene. And rubber gloves, to be snapped along with Frankenfurter during the creation scenes. Members of the audience that haven't seen Rocky Horror in a theater or cinema before are referred to as Rocky Horror virgins and are sacrificed at some point during the show. Sacrifice rituals can be anything from doing the time warp to taking part in games, so watch out! Watching the DVD at home does not count. There was another Rocky feature film produced and entitled Revenge of the Old Queen. However, due to the aging of the cast and owing to the failure and Shock Treatment, well, even this sentence isn't completed. The Rocky Horror Picture Show was Tim Curry's debut in a movie. The castle is actually Oakley Court in Berkshire, known for a number of Hammer films. A great deal of location shooting took place here. It is now refurbished and used as a hotel. The film is considered to be the longest-running release in film history. It has never been pulled by 20th Century Fox from its original 1975 release and continues to be played in cinema 35 years later. Some cinemas show the film have been running it for decades at a time. Have you seen Phineas and Ferb? I know I have. Did you know that Richard O'Brien actually voices the father of Phineas and Ferb? Or should I say, the stepfather, that is. Britney Spears in her Hold It Against Me music video makes reference to the show by showing the famous red lips. The anime One Piece, the character Imperio Ivankov has a very similar appearance to Dr. Frankenfurter. In Shaun of the Dead, in the extended scenes, Pete says in college that he dressed up as Frankenfurter. In 2005, the film was selected for preservation in the United States National Film Registry by the Library of Congress as being culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. One of the more unusual aspects of the film was its costume design. Designer Sue Blaine based all her designs on what little she knew of 1950 United States. In a previous production she had designed called The Maids, also starred Tim Curry in a Victorian corset. This same corset was used in the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Here?
moment. Kaiba? No! Wait! Rochelle, we have to get out of this place!
And as the house has been back to the planet of voice in the galaxy of Hollywood, we have to sit and give our special thanks to Autumn, a hero. Rochelle Ewer, a heroine. Jeffers, a delivery boy. Aliviana, a scientist. Seto Kaiba, a rape victim. Ellen, because we can. And myself, Melancholy of Cherise, a groupie. With a special shout out and thanks to Omi Pride 09, a lost groupie and jingle artist. This is where our story comes to its unfortunate ending. For the legend cannot live on forever, but in the same way, shall not die.
Crawling on the planet's face, some insects called the human race, lost in time, lost in space, and meaning.